Hi everyone. Today we're continuing through our Advent devotions and we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 5 verses 1 through 10. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset by weakness. Because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifice for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. And no one takes his honor for himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. When we look at this passage, there's this one sort of surprising thing about Jesus that we learn here. And that is that Jesus came. Right, we're told that Jesus came as a son, and that's what we remember in the season of Advent, the Christmas season, that Jesus came. But then we're told he learned obedience. And then in verse 9, it says he was made perfect. The learning obedience part, maybe we can get behind pretty easily, but Jesus was made perfect. Wasn't he already perfect? In some ways, he was not, because what we learn here, and when we learn the Gospels, is that Jesus had to learn. He had to grow. He had to learn obedience as a son, as a child in this world. Now, as a father, I've gone through and am going through this process of raising both of my children, both of my boys, from birth as infants to now as a toddler and as a 4.5-year-old, right? And one thing that I've learned that I think we already know is that we learned something about kids. And what we all know about kids is that kids are helpless. Kids are immature. Children have to grow up and learn and mature, be taught. They have to learn how to listen to their parents. They have to learn how to survive. There's a lot of stuff that has to be learned. Now take all of this knowledge, take all that you understand about kids, maybe kids you've taken care of, played with, you remember your own childhood even, and put Jesus in that place. We learned yesterday in Colossians that Jesus is the creator of the world. It's by him, through him, and for him. All things were created. Jesus was the creator of all things. All the power and glory belonged to him. And Jesus came as a baby. He came as a child that had to grow up, be helpless, grow in maturity, learn. If it were up to me in Jesus' place, I would have come in as an adult. I would have been just like, "Hey, everyone, just learn from me, and now I'll go die on a cross for you." But no, that's not what Jesus did. Jesus chose to come as a child, as a baby. Why is that? Why did he do that? He came to learn obedience, and he came to be made perfect. What did Jesus learn? Like, how was he made perfect? What happened was Jesus came and he learned what it meant to follow God. Now, of course, he already did. He already was like this perfect son of God before he came, but he learned what it meant to follow God in a situation or in a circumstance where it was hard to do it. He was made perfect by learning to obey and follow his Father in obedience, right, on this earth where it was hard to. He was made perfect by suffering and dying on a cross. And meanwhile, through all of this, as Jesus learned obedience, as he was made perfect, he learned, like the high priest right, that's mentioned in this passage, to understand all of our weaknesses, all of our struggles, all of our temptations, even. And because Jesus did this, because Jesus came as a baby, and he learned through his life all the way up to the death on the cross, because he did this, he could become what verse 9 says is the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Because Jesus lived the life he did, he became a source, the source of salvation for us. Now, maybe Jesus could have figured out a way to do what he did and skip the 30 years of growing up on earth. But I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But what we do know is that because Jesus did spend those 30 plus years, he growing up as a helpless child through like infancy, toddlerhood, through puberty, through death and loss, through leading others, failing to lead others, to preaching and seeing crowds go away from him, to suffering and dying on a cross. Because Jesus did all of these things, he can understand our every weakness, our every failure, our struggles, our temptations. And then, because of all that, he can be our great high priest who cares for us, who understands these struggles that we have. But not only does he just understand, but he can save us. He can save us from sin. He can bring us to the Father, bring us into right and perfect relationship with God the Father, and welcome us into the kingdom of God. This is what Jesus' life on earth did for us. Let us thank Jesus for the life that he lived, and let's go to him with our struggles, our failures, our temptations, our sins even, because he understands us. He knows our hearts, and he can do something about it. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you are our great and sympathetic high priest. It's crazy to recognize that you understand our every weakness. You know what it's like to grow up even, and to struggle through life, and to as children who are like from infants to toddlers to teenagers, you understand all of that because you lived it yourself. And that means you understand us. You know our hearts, you know our struggles, and you love us in the midst of all that. We thank you, Jesus, and we appeal to you, we pray to you, we trust in you, because you have all the power, you have all the strength, and you love us too. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray.